WeeB 108, Connecticut's best music variety. I'm Alan Lamberti, and in the studio with me now, I've got two very special guests, both of them juniors at the Regional Center for the Arts in Trumbull. I have Deborah Smith.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah. And I've got Kevin Guy.
Hi.
And both of them are in the RCA Jazz Combo. They're both students. They're both aspiring musicians. Well, not even aspiring. They're musicians. And they're here to talk about what it's like over there at the Regional Center for the Arts. So thank you both for being here today.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what exactly is the Regional Center for the Arts? And you can flip a coin, whoever wants to answer that one.
Okay, so Regional Center of the Arts is basically a school, and they basically take in students that really are interested, have a passion for the arts, whether that be musical theater, and just playing music in general. They take students from around the Trumbull, Bridgeport area, I believe, and they just bring them all together and bring them with people that, you know what they're doing, and so they could continue their passion and learn more about their craft.
So you're both musicians. How did you find out about RCA?
My friend. I had a few friends that went to high school with me, and a lot of they were talking about RCA a lot. And you know, they most of what I heard about RCA is that, you know, you get to leave school early if you go to RCA. So I was like, yeah, I'm down for it. You know, but you know, they said that, you know, it's basically they do a lot of jazz there, and jazz is really one of my favorite music genres. And they said they have a lot of good teachers there, people that would be able to help you. And so I was ecstatic to be able to, sign up and be able to go and see what they were talking about. And, you know, everything holds true, what they said to me. So
you were saying you get to leave school early. That's regular school.
Yeah.
Your school day's not done like at 11, and then you're like, oh, I got nothing to do. So where do you go to school? I guess in the morning, what time do you leave? How does it really work?
So we both go to Central High School in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and we get to school. School starts at like 7:53, and then we
an exact time.
Yeah.
Why can't they just do 7:50 or 7:55?
Exactly. And then we have our core classes like math, you know, social studies, English, all that stuff. And that runs up until probably 12:45. And then we take the bus to RCA and we're there until 4:45.
Oh, that's a long day.
Yeah.
So you were saying that you go to the school because you could learn jazz, you can learn more about music. So it's way, way beyond what, you know, band. I haven't been in high school in a while, but I do remember that, you know, kids could go band. They could do chorus. They could do things like that. But this is way more concentrated. And the jazz combo that you're both a member of, is this new for this year? Did you have to audition for it? How does that part work?
So, yeah, we did have to audition for the jazz combo. And basically in the jazz combo, it's like a student-ran ensemble. And we get to pick our own tunes. We get to plan out whatever, you know, we want to play. And it's really fun because we get to work with, like, people that, you know, we all have the same passion and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
You can go.
Yeah. Oh.
If you have more.
I think this isn't the first year that combo existed. I think combo has existed for a few years before we got there. We all had to audition. They gave us just a really common jazz standard that we had to play. You know, it wasn't that hard. We went in there, played it.
Well, it wasn't that hard for you because you're jazz experts.
No. You know, but anybody could do it, I'm sure. And so, you know, it wasn't that bad. And we got to pick a tune of our own that we wanted to play. And I think that, like, you know, really everybody that's in the combo, I think really knows their instrument, really knows their music. And so I think it's really fun to be able to pick each other's brains about what makes, what can we do to make the music that we're playing more interesting. And I think that that's really, one of the great things about like a student led ensemble is that all the ideas are coming from us. And so it gives us a personal interpretation of it. And, you know, gives us a more personal connection with it. So I think, yeah, combo is an awesome idea.
So have you both been students since your freshman year right away in RCA that first year? Do you have to wait, or how did that part work?
So we both came to RCA our junior year, which is this year.
Oh, so you're both new to the school.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew a lot of like the staff at RCA because I was supposed to go last year. But, you know, at my district school, we have to like have certain requirements to graduate. So mm-hmm. I wanted to like get those out of the way first and then go to RCA. And I think it was like a really good decision.
That makes sense. You know, that's something that ultimately you'll go to college and further schooling. That's something that a lot of people looking at different concentrations would mm-hmm. do. They would get sort of the core stuff out of the way and then they can focus on their anticipated studies later on. So, smart. Good idea.
Yeah. I think like it's a longer day. I think it just to be able to. So this year I'm taking all AP classes in college classes.
Wow.
I want to be able to get right on for college. I think that is just so I'm preparing a lot for that now, and then you know go to RCA, and I think that I'm really getting the best of both worlds when I do that. Being able to have a good academic program in Central, and being able to go to RCA where they really focus heavily on like just the music, and I think it's going to help me a lot, especially mm-hmm. because, you know, when I go to college, I want to be in the music career. I want to go for music education and performance. And so I think that, you know, getting the academics out of the way and then going to a school that really helps me with those skills specifically is just like an awesome idea.
That's what I was going to ask next. Do you both want to ultimately study music as you go into college and continue on with your studies?
Yeah, I think that's the only thing I could picture myself doing at this point.
Yeah.
I've been playing music for probably 5 to 6 years now, playing trombone specifically. I can't picture myself doing anything else. Like, I want to spread music, so I'd like to major in music ed as well. And I also want to major in music performance because I want to, like I said, I want to spread music. I want to play music. I just want, you know, that's just my passion. So,
well, that's why you're here. That's why we're talking about the Regional Center for the Arts and, of course, the RCA Jazz Combo performance this Sunday, which I'm going to get to. So you were just saying now let's get into the music of it. You were saying that you've only been playing trombone for the last few years. So it's not like mm-hmm. you were a little kid playing it. Mm-hmm. Did you play a different instrument and then switched over to trombone?
Originally, I wanted to play clarinet. That was like my main instrument that I wanted to play. But, you know, something happened and I just switched to trombone. I didn't know what a trombone was, but my band teacher, he gave me like a list of instruments. He was like, okay, pick one. So I chose trombone and then he gave it to me and I've stuck with it ever since and I've loved it. I wouldn't turn back.
Nice.
You know? Yeah. I which is what I play at RCA now, that was my first instrument. We went to Keys is another organization in Bridgeport that does a lot with helping other musicians get the materials that they need to be able to get more musical education and further their experience. So I went to a concert. They put on these concerts like a few times a year. And I went and there was one kid, he was about like 12, 13 years old. And I think he played The Entertainer on the piano. And, you know, after that, after he was done, my dad looked at me and he was like, yeah, we're getting you a piano now. So like we went down to Guitar Center like that afternoon and got like a $99 piano with like a little Alfred's music book. And, I've been sticking with piano ever since. Cause I think, I really have like a lot of fun playing. Like, you know, you can take my video games away, my TV away, fine, take it, but you know, don't take my piano away, because like, you know, that is like, I think I have a really good passion for music and piano.
So and obviously you play piano. Is that the only instrument you play?
I play piano and violin. Those were the two instruments. And then just tiny bits of everything else, you know, just because like it's fun. So I like being able to play other musics
sing.
Yes.
I got emotion from your teacher. The vocal, I don't know how you would describe that, the projection of your voice.
Right. I forgot about that too. Yeah. So I do those are the three things that really are like my main thing. And RCA really helped me with the singing part, because before I was singing, nobody really knew and I didn't want anybody to know because mm-hmm. I didn't really have a lot of confidence in my ability to be able to do it good, to be able to do it exceptionally. And so I got to RCA and I just started singing other places then, and I'm still kind of uncomfortable. And I can't remember, but like word gets around and like I end up doing it. And it's just, it's like, but I think that everybody there was really supportive of me being able to do that. And I think if that was the atmosphere of RCA wasn't what it was, I think that, you know, I wouldn't be singing there at all. I think that I think the atmosphere there really helped the progression of being able to play all the musical instruments that I do. So,
and with anything else, like, practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
if word gets out that you can sing, that you can play piano, that you can play violin, that you can play clarinet, trombone. Am I forgetting any instruments? Did we list the five? Are there more coming? I would imagine, you know, the more performing you do, you can only go up from here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you guys still have another year of high school at RCA to go. Right.
Yeah.
So this Sunday, there is a big performance. The Coast Guard Dixieland Jazz Band is actually going to be playing at the school. My understanding is it's a free concert.
Yeah.
But I'd be going to see you guys because you're going on first.
Yeah.
So it is the RCA Jazz Combo. So what can we expect from the performance on Sunday?
Well, we all love jazz, but we all had like different ideas, different styles within that jazz umbrella that we wanted to incorporate. So I think there's going to be a lot of modern tunes, a little later tunes, ones that are like really like fast, some that are really slow. And I think that like we just picked like the best mix of like everything that we could have done.
I think just expect to be just to have fun. We're all having fun on stage. And I think that'll transfer to the audience as well. You'll see a lot of talented people like amongst the RCA Jazz Combo, and I think it'll be a great time. Yeah.
How many songs are you guys as an ensemble going to be performing?
I believe it's five.
So
yeah.
Five songs as a group. How much rehearsal is required for something like that?
Oh, interesting. I think we knew about this a few weeks prior.
Okay.
Prior to this coming Sunday. So we knew that we had to get something together. I think our practice in the beginning was a little bit unorganized.
Yeah.
And so really, like, for the past, like, 2-3 weeks, like, we've been really getting these things down. But we only meet once a week.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
We've only really had three practice sessions to be able to go over through all the music. And I think that, like, because of the people that we have, and them being able to like know their music and their instruments, I think that the practice that we have was, you know, it was all that was necessary. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was really that hard to pull together either, just because we know that we should be practicing independently, like at home.
Yeah.
So when we all do that collectively and then we get together, it's like it just all comes together, you know. So it's not that hard to really pull it together in a few weeks.
Very cool. I mean, you keep using that expression. Well, it's not that hard. It's not that hard. Well, it would be hard for me for singing, for piano, for violin, for clarinet, for trombone, for all of them.
You know, it could be difficult. It could be difficult.
Yeah.
But I think that and you'll find this amongst like RCA students in general, like not just in combo, but in general. I think that because of the love of music, you have difficult things. You have such a motivation behind like getting it done. And I think that, you know, it could be difficult and challenging, but you love the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that to me just translates as like, you know, less hard. It's a weird brain thing that I have.
Who are some musicians that you guys look up to? Somebody, whether just you personally enjoy to listen to, or somebody that you maybe try to emulate with your playing, your instrumentation.
Somebody that I really do look up to is Benny Wallace. He's a mentor for both me and Kevin. We're both in the Backcountry Jazz program, which is a separate program outside of RCA that gives us the opportunity to play jazz. We get to play jazz around like Connecticut, play gigs and stuff, concerts. Like, it's really fun. I really look up to him. He's the main reason why I've been playing jazz and why I play my instrument. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be playing at all.
Oh, wow. That's high praise.
Yeah. it's not going to get any lower for me. I think, you know, Benny is just such like a wonderful mentor, a musical mentor. Mm-hmm. Like, just the things that he's teaching us. He explains that it's like rare to find in musicians that play a lot these days. And I think that he really takes the time to instill in us fundamental skills that we need to be able to build and to be able to seed in the music industry. So I like mad props to Benny because like he's great. But one of my other favorite musicians, well, actually, there's a lot of them, and I didn't think about which one I was gonna do before I said anything. but I'm gonna go back to Red Garland. Red Garland was a piano player back in the old days, and you know, when I listened to a lot of his records, there was a lot of fundamental things that, you know, there are things that he hit that was like way like after his, like, before his time. Like, he, you know, he was, there was a lot of things that he did in his playing, touch and rhythm and, voicings and harmony. There are things that, you know, he did that I think that, like, musicians now that you hear are doing, like, all this crazy, wonderful things. He used that when he was playing. And so, you know, a lot of the things that you hear musicians do today are simply, exaggerated versions of what these musicians did in their day-to-day playing. So I think that, you know, Red Garland for me is just like, is just the basic home base for piano playing, jazz piano playing.
Very cool. So you're both RCA students. You're in your junior year. You're taking advantage of all the courses that they've got going on over there. And in addition to independent study, it sounds like. Yeah. What other programs do you guys do at RCA in addition to sort of your regular classes?
Well, at RCA, we have a seminar every single Thursday where basically they bring in musicians, or you could play for amongst the students at RCA in the music program. And it's a really informative, I think, part of the day. We can get feedback from, like, you know, students, like our peers, which is more comforting than, like, you know, getting feedback from, like, some other people.
And teachers, you mean?
And teachers.
Adults,
you wouldn't want to forget about. We don't want to forget about teachers. Yeah.
Grown ups.
No. Yeah. But yeah, it's really informative, and like I think it's good that we have a seminar just because we get to learn a lot, especially from the musicians that come in. We had a musician, his name's Chris Morrison. He came in and he taught a lot to the guitarists that we have at RCA. He taught them about like comping. He taught them about like improvising, all that stuff. And I think it was great. Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah. I think we also do seminar every once in a while. There's a time where you can sign up to play anything that you want. And what they'll do is that they'll gather all of the music department students and teachers, and you'll play your piece in front of them, and everybody will give you feedback, including the students. And I think that's like an awesome thing, because a lot of the times we think that, you know, all the knowledge comes like from adults, and, you know, adults are smart. Like they're, you know, they can give you some of the best skills and advice that you can ever have. But I think that it coming from your fellow students shows you that you can get there at the age you're at now. And I think that a lot of people look at musical instruments, look at people playing them, and they're like, okay, well, you know, they've been doing this for so long, and I can't possibly do that, especially at this age. I don't have enough time. And I think that just being able to get advice from people that might be like better than you in certain areas, or just people that just look at what you're doing and say, hey, you know, I think this could be better. I think that that forms such a good bonding community in RCA. And just to it gives you motivation that, you know, you could be better at where you're at right now.
Very cool. Well, you guys are wise beyond your years, and we're really looking forward to it's this Sunday. It's a free concert. The RCA Jazz Combo will be opening up for the Coast Guard Dixieland Jazz Band. Have you ever seen them before? Is this going to be a new experience?
This will be a new experience. Yeah, yeah. And I'm really looking forward to it because I listened to a few of their tracks and they were really great.
Good. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, they're legit, and you got to behave yourself because they are, you know, the military.
Yeah. Right.
So you better be on your game, and I know you guys will be. This Sunday, it's at the Regional Center for the Arts in Trumbull, 23 Oakview Drive in Trumbull, and we're really looking forward. Thank you both for spending a few minutes with me, Deborah Smith and Kevin Guy, RCA students.
All right.
Thank you.